You let him try violin because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, September 1st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Housing prices continue to rise at a record pace, and that's kept many would-be homebuyers on the sidelines. That means there are a lot of people who'd saved up for a down payment, got priced out of the market, and now are left with a large sum of cash on their hands. So what should they do with it?
What's difficult with down payments is that you want to be able to move quickly. So a lot of people are prioritizing liquidity and accessibility above all else.
Our personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been talking with financial experts about the best places for prospective home buyers to park their down payment while they wait for the next buying opportunity. We'll talk with her about it after the break.
It's hard to make sure you're getting all the nutrients you need throughout your day if you keep a busy schedule. Work obligations, family, friends, and hobbies, all these things can get in the way of the essential self-care that makes you the best parent, spouse, friend, and employee you can be. That's why Super Beats Heart Chews should be an essential part of your daily routine. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beats Heart Chews. Get your Super Beats Heart Chews today at superbeats.com/journal. And when you buy two bags, they'll throw in the third for free. That's superbeats.com/journal.
Saving up for a down payment on a home has never been easy, but the current housing market has made it even harder. Prices are rising faster than ever before, bidding wars are growing more common, and the amount of inventory in the market remains too low to meet demand. That's left many potential home buyers sitting on the cash they'd earmarked for a down payment and trying to figure out what to do with it. WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter has been researching that question, and she's here to talk about it. Julia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, Julia, how much money are we talking about here? You know, how much do people typically save to buy a house?
So homebuyers typically save between 5% and 20% for a down payment, of course, with extra for closing costs. And I was speaking with the National Association of Realtors, and they said that kind of breaking that number down, they see that it is 7% for first-time buyers and 16% for repeat buyers. So people who are setting aside a pretty significant chunk, but also there's a lot of wiggle room in between the first time and the repeat. So this money can really add up. Median home price right now is roughly $360,000. So 20% as a down payment would be $72,000.
Yeah, for a lot of people, that can be quite a bit of money to unexpectedly have on hand. So let's talk about how to invest that money. The cash is likely not what we'd consider to be a long-term investment, right?
Most people are thinking in terms of 3-month increments. So if you've been on the house hunt now, had to put it on pause for a period of time, you're thinking, I'll wait 3 more months, try to see if that perfect house comes on the market, or maybe home prices will cool down a little bit. Or they'll think, okay, we need a little bit more time to be competitive. We'll wait 6 months. Okay, we'll wait for, you know, 9 months so that our kids can go through the school year and see where we're moving. So definitely not long term, but some people are thinking, you know, a whole year in advance. Some people are saying, my goal was to buy a home this summer and I'm going to wait till next summer. So that's a little bit, again, that 3-month increments that would go from 9 to 12.
And so, Julia, once you have a time frame in mind, how should that influence your investment decisions?
Once you know your time frame, then you can think about how to split up this down payment and how to allocate based on your own risk tolerance, but also on other needs you need for this down payment. You know, I spoke with one expert who said if you need it in 6 months, you can keep 75% in a savings account, totally liquid, and 25% you can invest. So that way you can see how that allocation works for your individual time frame.
Okay, so you know, considering potential risks and rewards is usually part of any investment plan, but how is that different if you're socking away cash, in this case, for a potential home purchase?
What's difficult with down payments is that you want to be able to move quickly. So a lot of people are prioritizing liquidity and accessibility above all else. They want to see their down payment grow. They want to make sure that they're being smart about it. But if the perfect house comes on the market in 3 months, they want to be able to access that really quickly. So some people are thinking about simply putting it in a savings account. Other people are thinking about a lower volatility, more easily accessible investment.
Yeah, you mentioned savings accounts. And so aside from actually investing the money, savings is probably the most obvious thing people can do with the money. But savings rates have been notoriously low in recent years. So should keeping the money in savings really be on the table?
Especially with concerns about inflation, a lot of people are nervous about savings accounts. They're worried that that interest rate guaranteed on their savings account won't keep up with the inflation rate and they'll actually end up losing money. But the huge pro to a savings account is that it is entirely accessible. I was speaking with some experts who said, just keep 100% in the savings account. You don't want to think too much about trying to chase yield. Your priority should be, if I need to access this huge sum of money, you know, for some people, this is the largest sum of money they've ever saved for anything. They want to be able to access it immediately. So savings accounts should be on the table for people who are nervous about that yield, nervous about the interest rate. There are savings accounts out there that offer a higher interest rate, but they usually just have a very high deposit minimum. So people need to do their research, see what works for them, but savings accounts should definitely be on the table, especially if time and liquidity are of the utmost importance to an individual buyer.
You know, we also hear from financial professionals that diversifying your investment can be a wise move. Does that mindset hold true for investing large amounts of cash like this?
When I was talking to experts about those people who say, listen, I'm not going to keep all of this in a savings account. Yield is too important to me, or I want to make sure that at least if I'm waiting this amount of time, I'm going to grow my down payment a little bit. They recommended actually dividing the down payment into chunks. So that's diversifying in the sense that you would maybe keep 50% in a savings account and 50% in investment. And maybe in that investment pocket that you've created in this down payment, you divide that and say, okay, I'm going to put 25% in the broad market, 25% in bonds, or I'm going to take 75% of my down payment and put half at one institution, half at another. So breaking apart the down payment that you've saved and thinking about what goes into the savings account, what you'll put into investments is diversifying this, but also very important for somebody just in terms of keeping track of what their priorities are for this payment.
And as frustrating as it is to be on the sidelines and not be able to buy the house you want, is there a bigger picture to keep in mind here?
Absolutely. I spoke with one expert who said, you know, the silver lining here is that the longer you wait, the longer you can earn. So you can add more to that down payment. I know we just talked about keeping 100% in a savings account as a bit of a letdown for some people, but this same expert said you can add to that every month. Just be very diligent about thinking about it as growing. That again depends on your time horizon. I've been hearing from a lot of people who say, okay, well, how long should I wait? A lot of that depends on your location and your home price. Some people say, you know, I won't move location because I don't want to move school district for another 9 months. That gives them more wiggle room. Other people say, I want to be able to move as quickly as possible. So thinking about having that down payment accessible is of the utmost importance. Patience can definitely pay off. That down payment can grow over the next few months. A lot of people may feel like they've missed out on this home buying season or that they've somehow failed in not finding the right house or not finding the right buying opportunity for them. But there are silver linings here. You can add to that down payment and you could even see it grow over time.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.